Welcome to the Showbiz Podcast, where artists learn how to take their business to the next level. Presented by your host, Alex Heimer. Sponsored by Neustadt Kultur.
What's up, guys? Welcome back for another episode. Today, we want to speak about what's the bare minimum you have to do to actually book your first jobs or book more jobs as a performing artist. Because this question came up after talking to a lot of you lately, and I realized a lot of our listeners aren't really full-time professional performing artists yet. Meaning, you might be in school or university still, or you're in a transitional phase where you're still working in a 9-to-5 full-time, but you want to push your own passion. You want to get more out of your dancing, singing, or acting, and just gain these experiences. And since time is a limited factor for you right now, it is very important to nail down the essentials that you should concentrate and focus on, at least for now. And then later on, when this becomes more and more and you gain more experiences, then you can also intensify everything and do everything to become or to market yourself and to network in the best possible way. But first of all, let's get down the essentials today. Number one definitely is your skill set. So you have to be on a level that people will actually book you. So just take a look out there and have or build a little scale in your mind, not to judge yourself, but just to get a first feeling. Who are the people who are being booked like constantly? Who are the ones who just started out? And how good are they actually? And that could be, even if that's very superficial right now, and this is not to judge yourself or the others, this might give you a first feeling, am I ready just yet or not? Otherwise, you can also always ask for feedback, whether it's me or some of your teachers or others who are in the industry. Don't always rely on just one feedback. Try to get like more people's feedback, because then eventually you get a clearer picture. Because performing arts, at the end of the day, are always also very subjective, meaning someone might love what you're doing and others might hate that. It's very polarizing oftentimes. So once again, this can be a tricky part when people start to telling themselves, I'm just not ready yet, and they have been for years. And the other way around, that people think, I can book every job, and at the end of the day, they become really frustrated because they aren't just there yet. So first of all, make sure your skill set is on point. Always look also on what kind of jobs you want to do. What are the skills that I need to bring? When I'm performing on camera, for instance, the performance quality is way different than on stage. Maybe I just learned something or learned how to perform on stage. I have no idea how to perform on camera, but my goals are going or leaning more towards work on camera. Then I have to adjust and I have to pick up these special skills and adjust a little bit. So that's step number one as your essentials. Step number two is get your basic marketing material together, meaning a CV is a must, also a headshot, a full body shot, and a in motion or in action shot showing you in your personal craft, how you're actually singing, dancing, or acting, for instance. And then most important, of course, a video that shows how good you are and what you can do and what you can deliver. And this doesn't have to be a full-on movie production. This can also be some footage from your phone. But always try to go that extra mile by just thinking about what outfit am I wearing, what's fitting to the jobs that I want to do, how can I use the camera better with like different angles, with different lighting, and what kind of performance is it that is as close as possible to what I'm aiming for. So that's step number two, getting these three things together as like your portfolio, your marketing kit. And then, of course, you need some source of connections going on. This can be a casting platform that you're signing up to. This can also be great networking when you're going more to like hotspots where all the performing artists are, or creative teams are also. This can be social media where you research people and where you're trying to connect with them. This doesn't mean you have to annoy people, you have to DM them or something, but there are some very elegant ways how to connect with people on social media also. And that's basically it. So these three things are the ones you need. First of all, you need the right skill set. Then you need to have something to showcase your talent, to build trust with people. And then you need something to become visible. And this might just be one thing right now, one strategy that you're really nailing, that you're improving in. And when you've built those connections and applied for certain jobs and castings and auditions, then you'll be able to book your first jobs. So these are the three essentials. That's the bare minimum. And I personally think you should invest at least 5 hours per week to make real progress. And these 5 hours might split differently for every individual, meaning some should probably lean more towards 4 hours of business training, 1 hour of a certain skill. And for others, it might just be 1 hour of social media per week, meaning doing two posts and a few stories or something, and to research few people, to follow them, to comment, to like, or whatever, to just engage. And that's different for everybody eventually. Now, if you seek guidance, if you want to level up in your performing arts career, and you feel like something's still blocking you, and you have done so much already, and you have all these things together, or you don't have these things together because something's holding you back, then I definitely suggest to go to www.showbiz-coaching.com, because we want to help you. We really want to push the industry to become more professional, and that's starting with all the individual talents. And we developed this program called the Showbiz Coaching just to actually show people how to get more bookings, auditions, inquiries, and how to really understand the business. Because that's something that really comes short in all the universities, all the programs, all the intensives and workshops. That's something that is discussed at, like, I don't know, for 10 or 15 minutes, maybe also 30 minutes, at the end of a lesson. But in our program, we focus on that for months. And there is really so much to learn. Everybody who ever did this program said, I would never have guessed that there's so much to learn about the industry. But trust me, there is. And you're probably missing out on opportunities because right now, you can't know what you don't know yet. See? And if you just get that awareness, and when you learn about these things, you can at least save yourself ages of trial and error by just seeking guidance, by getting that help, and by putting your ego to the side, or putting your ego away. Let's say it that way. I hope this episode has gave you some clarity, and if you have any questions, just feel free to contact us on social media. Other than that, I hope to see you for the next episode or the next YouTube video or on our Instagram page. Once again, it's www.showbiz-coaching.com. And that's it for today. Bye-bye.